Back to the Giants, Avient. What do the ancient texts show or the early writings show about these guys?
Well, the early writings, I mean, the Giants, the lore of the Giants goes back, obviously, to, you know, behold, there were giants in the earth in those days and in the Bible. And basically every culture and mythology in ancient times mentions a race of giants. What I found interesting was in the conquistadors' writings of the giants around the 1500s, when they came over to the unexplored lands here in the Western Hemisphere.
So they witnessed these creatures.
Absolutely, and I like to read a little bit from the book and a first-person account by Amerigo Vespucci, who, of course, America was actually named after. So,
the
famed Italian explorer, Amerigo Vespucci, was charting the Caribbean islands off the coast of Venezuela. Amerigo, for whom one-third of the world would later be named, wrote about the giants he encountered on the modern-day island of Curaçao. Recounting this experience, Vespucci writes, "We landed to see if we could find fresh water, and imagining that the island was not inhabited because we saw no people, going along the shore we beheld very large footprints of men on the sand, and we judged if their other members were of corresponding size, that they must be very large men. As Vespucci and his men ventured into the island jungle," he writes, "we discovered a trail and set ourselves to walk on it 2.5 leagues inland. We met with a village of 12 houses, in which we did not find anyone except 5 women. 2 old ones and 3 girls so lofty in stature that we gazed at them in astonishment. Vespucci and his men were invited to eat and drink. While doing so, they formed a plan to kidnap the 3 exotic girls. But their plans dissolved quickly when the giant men of the village returned. In a state of anxiety, Vespucci recalls, "While we were thus plotting, 36 men arrived who entered the house where we were drinking, and they were of such lofty stature that each of them was taller upon his knees than I was when standing erect.
Wow.
And that were so well built, it was a famous sight to see them. They were of the stature of giants in their great size and in their proportion of their bodies, which corresponded with their height. When the men entered, some of our fellows were so frightened that at the moment they thought they were done for. The warriors had bows and arrows and tremendous oar blades finished off like swords. When they saw our small stature, they began to converse with us to learn who we were and whence we came. We gave them soft words for the sake of amity, and replied to them in sign language that we were men of peace and they were out to see the world. In fact, we judged it wise to part from them without controversy. And so we went by the same trail at which we had came. They stuck with us all the way to the sea and until we embarked. Vespucci and company made it safely back to their boats and fired off a few shots from their guns. The frightened giants scattered back into their villages, and Vespucci sailed away. He promptly named Curaçao the Isle of Giants."
That's a great story. Can you imagine, had they stolen off with the 3 women, what would have happened to them? Whoa.
Yeah, it would have been amazing. Maybe they would have been able to bring them back to the royal kings and queens and preserve them. The problem is that, you know, once the conquistadors came, it was a free-for-all, and most of them, unfortunately, died out or were killed. You know, by the time that Lewis and Clark came around, there was really nothing left. And they were spotted all over, from Texas, up at the Coronado River. Pineda was another conquistador explorer who found a giant tribe living in the Coronado River, Colorado River, and was impressed by all the gold they wore, and he actually made friends with them. He didn't kill them for their gold, and he wrote about them. And there's tons and tons of evidence of giants. If people take the time to look in what the conquistadors wrote in Mexico, the same thing. You know, they were finding big old giant bones and actual real giants coming in from the village to converse.
That's a great story. Could these stories of Bigfoot, Sasquatch be these giants by any means?
I don't think they're giants. I think they're just another part of the untold history of the earth. The Bigfoot and the Sasquatch, from growing up in the Pacific Northwest, I grew up with the almighty Bigfoot legend. You know, as a kid going camping, you had to shake the rocks in the can to let Bigfoot know you were here. And my father, actually, you know, he was a land tracker. He found many, many instances where he came across Bigfoot. He made the the markings of the feet, the enclosures of the feet. And according to family legend, the FBI showed up at my grandfather's house in the late 70s and took them all and said, we'll give you a call. And I heard back from them.